This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Diane Baldwin reports in the Columbia paper that the Environmental Protection Agency may be able to turn former county dump sites in Ghent, Copake, Hillsdale, Claverick, and Gallatin into solar energy producing sites. The EPA reported in a recent study that, quote, overall, the landfills assessed in Columbia County appear to have favorable site conditions to support solar PV generation and economically viable reuse, end quote. A study on a Hudson landfill site has not been published at this time. The EPA solar studies will be discussed at the DPW committee meeting at the County Office Building, 401 State Street at 5 p.m. on August 23rd. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Linda J. Edwards reports in the Albany Times-Union that a day after a train carrying hazardous cargo and headed for Albany County derailed, County Executive Daniel McCoy urged President Donald Trump to fill Department of Transportation vacancies. He said that, quote, the top job for Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration has been vacant since January. There are so many jobs unfilled, we're dancing with the devil. I don't want to wait until people die. I don't want to be saying, I told you so, end quote. The train carrying molten sulfur and liquid petroleum gas caught fire near Hindman, Pennsylvania. The entire town was evacuated and no one was hurt. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that on August 4th, Robert Bordeaux, founder of the American Wind Symphony Orchestra, is meeting in Kingston about possibly relocating a floating concert venue to that Hudson River city. Buffalo and cities in France and Italy are also talking to Bordeaux about moving the floating concert stage there. In a previous article in the Chicago Tribune, Bordeaux said that Kingston, quote, is a perfect place, end quote, for the Point Counterpoint 2 boat because the community is, quote, going through a very creative time, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Albany Times-Union that Rensselaer County Democrats have never held the county executive job, but this year they have a chance. For most of the past 20 years, Crow reports, the county has been the only place in the state where unaffiliated voters outnumber either Democrats or Republicans. This year, the Republicans running, Deputy County Executive Christopher Meyer of Grafton and Assemblyperson Stephen McLaughlin of Troy, will face off in several primary elections with a chance that both are on the general election ballot. Democrat Andrea Smith is also running to replace County Executive Kathleen Jimeno, and her party says voter registration is trending their way. First, though, Meyer and McLaughlin square off in a Republican primary and a conservative primary. Meyer's name is on the Reform Party primary ballot where McLaughlin can get write-in votes, and Meyer's campaign successfully knocked McLaughlin off the independence line, so he gets that spot on the November ballot. In 2014, McLaughlin won a write-in campaign for the independence line that led to a general election victory for Assembly. Read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.